Hey, Tom Beal here, and I just completed something that I haven't done in over 15 years, and that's run 5 miles. And I didn't originally start out today to run 5 miles. My original goal was 3 miles, but as I was running, there's a little more to the story, but I was in like a meditative state, and I came to the 2.5 mile mark. I said, you know what? I'm not just going to run another half mile. I'm halfway done. I'm going to run 5 miles. And I made that choice right at the 2.5 mile mark. Now, fast forward a mile, at 3.5 miles, My mind was telling me, just stop now, you ran 3.5 miles, you're half mile over what your original goal was, and it wanted me to stop, but I didn't want to stop. I knew that, just like life, there are times when you just want to stop. It's too much, it's pain, you have a cramp, your legs are hurting, whatever the case is, you just want to stop, but you have to keep going. You have that goal that you set, and one step at a time you can get there. You know what, 12 weeks ago I began a journey that brought me to a whole new place. Kind of like Marine Corps boot camp is about 12 weeks long. When I went into Marine Corps boot camp, I came out a different person. Well, 12 weeks ago, tomorrow, I started a journey and I totally transformed my life. I'm a whole new man, a whole new person based upon the choices that I made. Physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, the whole gamut. I've pretty much restructured like a director of a movie, thrown out the script and just started with a brand new script. And you can do that too. One of the things that I did was had a conversation with a gentleman who was sharing to me his choice to become a non-drinker. And this is what he said. He said, Tom, you know, I didn't get in trouble or say or do stupid things every time I drank, but every time I said or did stupid things or got in trouble or bad things happened, drinking was involved. And I thought about that and I said, you know what? I can relate to that. I didn't get in trouble or say or do things that were dumb every time I drank, but drinking wasn't getting me to where I wanted to be, and realistically, it cost me a lot more than it was benefiting me. So I gave up drinking any alcohol over 12 weeks ago, and a whole bunch of other things. I cut my diet down to a strict diet. I started working out, doing a whole bunch of things. Cut TV out altogether. The only thing I've watched in the last 12 weeks is UFC. I'm pretty big fan of the UFC, Ultimate Fighting Championship stuff. But that's it. I don't watch any TV. I'm reading more. I'm doing health things. I'm working out. I'm running. I'm riding bikes, all that fun stuff. And I quit drinking. And just like I said, at that 3.5 mile mark, there's times when, you know what, hey, you're out with some friends, it'd be easy. Yeah, get me a beer. Or, you know, when the bartender says, what do you want? Ice water with lemon. You know, that's it. And they, oh, you sure? You don't want anything else? No, I'm fine. That's fine. I'm a non-drinker. And, you know, a couple times, and then, you know, it's all over. You don't have to worry about that. You just are what you are. So anyhow, that's off track. So 3.5 miles, wanted to quit. 4 miles, thought, Jesus, this would be a nice time to quit too. I did that extra mile. You know, everyone's already, hey, go that extra mile. Zig Ziglar says there's no traffic jam on the extra mile because very, very few people take the first mile. So I'm like, 4 miles, that's a mile more than what I set out to do. I said, no, I'm going to do this last mile for the people that are going through rough times, and even me going through some rough times, to show that you can keep pushing through. One step at a time, you can reach those goals. You know, I just heard about a half hour before I started running that my grandma is going to the hospital, who's been fighting liver cancer, and she's having her gallbladder removed and apparently not doing so well. So, you know, I dedicated that last mile, the pain and me wanting to quit, to my grandmother and to people who are going through some rough times. Like, look, you can do it one step at a time. Just keep on trucking, you know. And I'm looking forward to hearing from my aunt about what's going on and giving my grandpa and grandma a call and send my love to them. And hope everything goes well with that surgery. But, you know, for the first time in 15 years, I completed 5 miles. I did 3 miles a few days ago, but this is the first time I've done over 3 miles in over 15 years when I was in the Marine Corps. And it feels good. I wasn't setting any record pace, but I set a pretty decent pace for myself and kept on trucking. Now, you also may notice these things right here. This was something I was real excited to get in the mail today. It's a Bluetooth Motorola headset that I said, wow, this would be great for running. You know, no more cords messing me up. So I synced the Bluetooth and started running. And immediately with my arm swing, it was terrible. The cutting in and out was not working. So I might have to get one of those arm things to put the iPhone there, because it did not work at all. I basically turned it off within 0.2 of a mile because there was no reception, just with a normal arm swing. I had to hold the phone very still, and it was just too awkward with my running. So I wasn't excited, but I didn't stop to take them off, so I just kept running. I'm gonna go put them in the Jeep now, but hopefully I'll figure out how I can run with these, because they didn't bother me. They didn't bobble up and down. I don't know if you can see. They didn't bobble up and down or anything like that. They were pretty comfortable. But unfortunately, I couldn't listen to anything. I did get a phone call while I was running. I actually answered it with these. You can talk on the phone, but I had to hold the phone up to my head so that the Bluetooth would stay connected. But anyhow, hey, I'm here. I'm going to be posting these little helpful tips. Hopefully, they're helpful to someone else other than me, because realistically, it's just more of therapeutic talk for myself, and hopefully it's helping you. If you have any suggestions, you know, shoot me an email, tom@tombeal.com, make a comment here. But I'm here on my journey of, like I said, being that director and just rewriting the script of my life. And so far, so good. You know, I'm having that inner peace. I'm having that inner joy, you know, and things are working out pretty well. I'm feeling physically fit, eating very healthy foods. And, geez, I've dropped close to 25 pounds now and just feeling real nice. So stay tuned. I'll keep you posted on more updates and all that fun stuff. I'll let you know if I find a fix for this. But keep on trucking one step at a time. You can get there too. Set your goals and let me know how I can help out any way, shape, or form. Sending you much love and happiness. And until next time, make today great.